Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In 10 years, Ron Jaworski broke every significant passing record for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jaworski, great trace. He's looking. He fires the football. Complete to Quick. He's going to go. 45-40. Mike Quick. Touchdown. The Eagles win. Jaworski to Quick.
Yeah, I came back with renewed enthusiasm, Jaws 2 and all this other stuff. That's a bunch of garbage. You know, I came to training camp with that attitude.
Jaworski's comeback did not command national attention, but his sense of loyalty, sportsmanship, and dedication made him a local hero.
Their quarterback's grown up, and Ben Johnson is a quarterback guru. He did a great job with Jared Goff in Detroit. He's doing the same thing with Caleb Williams. They have excellent wide receivers. They have a really strong running game. They've got a good offense, not a great offense. They've got a good defense, not a great defense. But if we don't play the way we can play, we will lose the game, plain and simple. If we make mistakes and have dumb penalties and turn the ball over, we will lose to them.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric Football Game Day presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. He is Gabe Ramirez. I am Judson Richards. What a day it is. The 8-3 Chicago Bears in Philadelphia to face the 8-3 Eagles. Who else better to talk about this matchup with us than the great Ron Jaworski? Jaws, thanks for joining us. Happy belated Thanksgiving. This is going to be a good one today.
Gabe, Judson, great to be with you guys. Thank you for playing that 99-yard touchdown pass to Mike Quick. It's always good to hear Merrill Reese's voice calling that play. good memories. Oh, it's great to be with you guys, and a happy Thanksgiving. And I can tell you this, when this schedule came out, I never would have thunk we'd look at 2-8-3 teams going head-to-head on Friday afternoon.
No doubt, Jaws, we wouldn't have guessed it either. And by the way, you know, it is the four-decade anniversary for the 85 Bears, so we'd like to maybe go to memory lane with you a little bit.
Oh, no.
Judson, you're a cold soul, my friend. You're a cold soul.
I got bad memories of that 85 Bears team, the 86 Bears team that we played in Soldier Field. No, I don't want to hear any more of that.
Okay. Well, then, how about today? Let's talk about today, Jaws. Are the Bears catching the Eagles at a good time or perhaps a terrible time with what happened against the Cowboys?
It's hard to tell. This Eagle football team has been schizophrenic all season long. You know, they jump out to big leads like they did against Dallas, 21-0. They had Denver 17-0 and lost both of those games. So it's kind of a team that you really wonder who they are right now. And I, particularly on the offensive side of the football, I think the defense is a big fan, Joe, and you guys are very familiar with Vic from his days in Chicago. You know, he's an outstanding defensive coordinator, but the offense has been kind of up and down all season long, and I would say when I look at offenses, what's their identity? What do they want to do, and what do they do best? And quite honestly, we know what the Eagles did last year. They had a guy named Saquon Barkley rushing for over 2,000 yards. That's what they wanted to do. That was their identity. I still think they're searching for an identity. Here we are, week 12, week 13 of the season. So that's kind of scary to me.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? Because, Jaws, you said recently that, you know, you think the Eagles staff and personnel give them a shot to win even when things get sloppy. And, of course, when you're looking at the Denver game and the Dallas game last week, it certainly got sloppy. But, you know, you also mentioned what they were leaning on in the past, which is that run game. And the run game, to most people, they think it is looking shaky with Saquon Barkley and a lot of people asking for increased touches for Tank Bigsby. Is that something we're going to see, or are we still going to see a heavy dose of Saquon today?
Well, I think you'll probably see a heavy dose of Saquon. He's kind of the bell cow of this offense, although he has not been effective. But, you know, Saquon didn't all of a sudden lose his ability. The offensive line has really deteriorated. Lane Johnson is out. That's a huge loss. He'll be a Hall of Fame right tackle and going to Canton on the first ballot. He's that good of a football player. So he's out for a few more weeks. But quite honestly, the offensive line has not played well. I would say Jordan Mailata at left tackle has been good. But Dickerson, Juergens, and Steen have really not been good. They've been inconsistent. And when you start having trouble in the offensive line, and Fred Johnson struggled last week against Dallas at right tackle. If you have trouble on your offensive line, it kind of filters down through the whole offensive scheme, as well as the entire football team, because if you can't control the football in the running game, you lose control of the game.
Jaws, are the Eagles dealing with any sort of a Super Bowl hangover?
Yeah, you hear so much about that from not only from Eagle teams that have been there and some won and some have lost, but all the other teams. I follow all 32 teams in the NFL and kind of get a pulse of what's going on around the league. And there certainly is a Super Bowl hangover. You know, when you play 17 Super Bowls in the regular season, because that's what you play. When the schedule comes out after you win the Super Bowl, everyone puts a big circle around Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, whatever the case may be. You are the team that is targeted. So you're getting every team's best effort. I call it, you got 17 Super Bowls just to make the playoffs. So I don't think they're playing poorly, but they're not playing well. And I think, you know, there may be a case for a little Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I think it's real, right? You spend your entire, like a guy like Saquon, where, you know, he's been on Giants teams and then he gets to the Eagles, they win a Super Bowl. Not saying him specifically is experiencing one, but you can see where you spend your whole life trying to, you know, hoist that trophy, then you ultimately do. And then the next year, you're like, wait, I got to do this again? And I mean, I understand that those things kind of happen. But, Jaws, my question to you is, you know, about this Bears squad, right? No Super Bowl hangover in their mind. This is a team that is trying to reach perfection, so to speak. So you said you cover all 32. You watch them closely. What do you feel like is the biggest strength of this Chicago Bears team?
Probably the turnovers is the big thing that jumps out to me as I've done my research for this game this afternoon is, you know, when you take the ball away 24 times, I mean, that's phenomenal, 16 interceptions. That shows it's a ball-hawking defense. And, you know, quite honestly, guys, I think the National Football League is better when the Bears are in contention. You know, we all know what a great football city it is. The history of the Bears is phenomenal. And I think the NFL is a better league when the Bears are winning. And Ben Johnson has come in, and, you know, I study the quarterbacks more than any other position. Obviously, I played for 17 years in the NFL. That's where I made my living for a long, long time. But I was concerned about Caleb Williams, you know, coming out of USC. I knew he had great talent, great arm talent, but there seemed to be an immaturity about his game. But I think Ben Johnson comes in and just calms him down. He's still a little frenetic because he's a young quarterback, and that's going to happen. You think he can make every play, and you can't. But he still plays a little frenetic. But I think the fact he's got good quarterback discipline from coaching will take him a long way. And the key to good offense football is not always the quarterback. It's about balance. Do you have a running game? Do you have a tight end that controls the middle of the field? Do you have a deep receiver, intermediate receiver, and a short receiver? And right now, as I look at the Bears, they have all the weapons. The offensive line is getting better. It's not great right now, but it's getting better. And it'll be a good test today against a solid Eagles defense.
He is longtime Eagles quarterback, 17 years in the league, also close to three decades on ESPN. Jaws, I enjoyed your postgame show on NBC Sports Philadelphia as well. Ron Jaworski with us on 670 The Score. Jaws, you get to be Ben Johnson. How are you attacking the Eagles defense?
Carefully. Vic is really, really good at designing specific defenses week to week. He doesn't line up and say, I'm going to play cover two, or I'm going to blitz, or I'm going to play man. He adjusts during the course of the game. He kind of that's why this is such a test match between a Vic Fangio and a Ben Johnson, because they're both outstanding at what they do. And that's a chess match of football. How are they going to play this game? Because neither team seems to want to do the same thing every single week. Vic does a great job of adjusting to what the offense is doing, and it appears to me that Ben is doing a really good job of adjusting what the defense is trying to do to his offense. So that's kind of the chess match that I'll watch really, really close. Primarily from a formation variation. That usually tells me a lot about an offense will attack. Are they going to spread them out and try to get man-to-man coverage? Remember, the Eagles A little banged up in the secondary right now. So this might be a little bit of a throw ball game. The Eagles have not been great protecting the quarterback. It may come out to that.
It's funny, right, because you saw that last week where obviously Ben Johnson wants to lean on the run. They abandoned it a bit last week against the Steelers, and they went to the air and tried to use Caleb Williams to move the ball between the 20s. In this one, I mean, when you're thinking about the recipe for success for the Chicago Bears, Jaws, what is that for you? I mean, obviously you're talking about areas to be able to attack them, but in your mind, when you're thinking about how the Bears can't, like the Bears will win this game if they do what?
Have balance. You guys mentioned all my years at ESPN, Monday Night Football, all the things I've done. I've always felt the key to success on offense, and there's a lot of keys, but the most important to me was have balance and stay on schedule. Stay out of the third down long. If you start facing nickel defenses and pass rushes in third and 7, 8, 8+, you're in for a long afternoon in the NFL because everyone has pass rush specialists. And when you make pass rush specialists put them on the field a number of times in passing situations, they will make you pay. So I say maintain your balance, run pass balance, and stay on schedule. Stay out of the third and long because that money down will kill you if you're getting 3rd and 7 to 10, 3rd and longer, you're going to be in big trouble. So I think Ben, my advice to Ben would be stay on schedule. Don't abandon the run game.
He's Ron Jaworski there in Philadelphia as we get set for the Eagles and the Bears coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is a game streaming on Prime, and it also can be seen on Fox 32 locally in Chicago. Jaws, is it a house divided? What's happening there between A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts? I know Saquon said they wanted it more than we did. Nick Sirianni's like, I didn't necessarily see that. What do you make of this Eagles locker room currently?
As I'm preparing for my pregame show here in Philadelphia on NBC Sportsnet, that Saquon remark was kind of telling, kind of telling. They wanted it more. And everyone's been asking that all week. What did he mean by that? That's a strong statement. That if you really think about it, it's a deep statement. And Saquon's the kind of guy. He's one of the most thoughtful, respectful guys you'd ever want to find. I love the guy as a player, and I love him more as a person. But when he makes a statement like they wanted it more, it really made everyone think, what does he mean by that? Who's he pointing? Not necessarily pointing the finger at, but who's he kind of throwing under the bus? Because you're throwing somebody under the bus. You're throwing your teammates, the coaches, whatever. You're throwing somebody under the bus by making that statement. So everyone's been thinking about that. I don't know what he meant. I can't get inside his head. But that certainly, I think, has some validity when a guy like Saquon speaks out.
Yeah, without a doubt, you got to listen. Jaws, we were having a conversation throughout the day about Caleb and Jalen Hurts, right? How we view them in the present versus how we view them over the course of the next several seasons, 5, let's say. In your mind, when you're thinking about the present and, the next 5 years in the NFL, is Jalen Hurts your choice over Caleb in both of those situations?
Oh, man, you're asking me a loaded question. I'm not going I live in Philadelphia, where I'm going. But I do think Caleb has a great, great future. And as I watch his games and I watch him play and I watch him grow and develop as an NFL quarterback, unfortunately, we're in the business of we want instant success. Guys goes in the first round, we want him to be Peyton Manning. No, you don't want him to be Peyton Manning in the first year where he threw 29 or 27 interceptions and, that's this kind of year he had. It's a hard league. But the one thing, I think Caleb can learn a lot from Jalen. Jalen is, I love the guy. I love the way he plays the game. He's the antithesis of how I play. I played with my hair on fire. He plays like, you watch Jalen, you don't even know if there's a fire lit. He's just such a calm, cool, collected guy. But he doesn't care about anything except winning. He doesn't care who gets the credit. He's thrown one interception all season long. That 11 games, one interception. That's remarkable. He keeps the ball out of harm's way. Now, I'll be honest and say there are times I think he should try to throw it to force some balls, to try to force some big plays. But, hey, you're 8-3, you're Super Bowl champions. How can you argue with that? I'm not going to tell him how to play the position. But certainly I think Caleb can learn a lot from how Jalen plays the game. And when you get outside the pocket and the contact is coming, get your butt on the ground. Get your butt on the ground. Self-preservation is so important to the quarterback position. I see this guy up in New York. He's running around and everybody's going crazy. Oh, look at him running. Look at him run. I said, oh, no, that's not how you win in the NFL. That is dark. Get on the ground.
Hmm. Ask Jaden Daniels how that's holding up for him. Yeah.
By the way, Jaws, you handled that perfectly. I don't, Gabe, we want Jaws to get to work safely. There in Philadelphia.
Really,
today.
Man, you know how you do it. You know what it's like in this town.
Yeah, no, I watched your post game show. I mean, Jason Avant's comments toward Saquon Barkley for a guy who rushed for 2,005 yards last year, albeit you understand some of the struggles that's happening, but your 8-3 feels vastly different than what's happening at the 8-3 in Chicago.
Oh, you are so correct. It's like, you know, the sky is falling in Philadelphia. We're only 8-3, and Saquon's not running the ball, and Jalen's turning the ball. Well, you name it. You know, fire the coach. I'm nursing fire the coach. We need to make changes. Fire the coordinator. We're 8-3.
Right.
It's crazy.
I know. Here I am asking you about the last. Yeah, that's what I mean. I opened up asking you about the last time the Bears won a Super Bowl, 1985. Versus what you're coming off of last year. Ron Jaworski with us on 6-7 The Score. Jaws, I did want to ask you about the New York Giants-Philadelphia Eagles game, the one where the Giants won 34-17. Jackson Dart, 13 carries for 58 yards on the ground there. We know how athletic Caleb can be if he decides to leave the pocket. Could that be something we could see more of from Caleb today, perhaps with that Vic Fangio defense? If Caleb uses his feet more today, could that be a good sign for the Bears moving the ball?
No question about it. I think, you know, a mobile quarterback that plays the game intelligently can beat a Vic Fangio defense. You got to be very careful because Vic is a schemer. He's a designer. What you see is not necessarily what you get once the ball is snapped. So I think it's going to be a cerebral game for Caleb to be very careful. And he's been very careful with the football, which I might add, I think is critical for a guy in his second year being as judicious as he is with the football. But Vic will have some schemes for him. Now, if he breaks the pocket, and I said it a few moments ago, when the contact comes, get your butt down. You know, Jackson Dart did not do that, and he's 2 weeks in concussion protocol. You must protect yourself. Availability is one of the best, maybe the most important ability of a quarterback, to be there every single snap. You know, during my career, I don't want to talk about myself, but you know, I played in 117 straight games because I knew when to get down. Because when those defense guys get to me, the Richard Dents and the William Perrys and you know, the guys I had to play against from those 85 Bears, and we played in 86 at Soldier Field, and I remember those guys, and they weren't happy when they got to me. They wanted to break my sternum and bend my face mask. So be very careful when you're running with the football.
Jaws, one Bears story for us. Anything about Mike Ditka or going up against those Bears specifically stick out to you?
Yeah, I think it was the 86 season. It was Buddy's first year when he came to Philly. We played a game in Soldier Field, and I got hit by William Perry. The game went into overtime. He hit me, and you had those. You didn't have a bench. You had those little, indentations in the ground where you sat down. And he knocked me from the sideline about 10 yards into the bench area. And I was down in this hole looking up. There's a guy 350 pounds looking down. And I said some things I can't say on the air right now. But, I remember that one well. And there are quite a few other hits. Richard Dent got me a few times as well. And Dave Durison and some of those guys were. And, of course, Doug Plank, Mike Fensick, those guys made me pay.
Jaws, great stuff. Look at that. I mean, 17 years in the NFL, and then went on to teach. Really, I just remember learning the game of football for you for so long, still getting it done on NBC Sports Philadelphia. No matter what, I'm expecting a terrific game upcoming today. Can't thank you enough for your time this morning, Jaws.
Love to join you guys again anytime. Thank you. Appreciate you giving me some time.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Judson. Thank you, guys.
Ron Jaworski there on 6-7 The Score.
I tried to get him in trouble, you know, just to try. I was curious, you know, what he was going to say, but I get it, you know, can't do that.
Wow, listen,
I was going to ask him to score too, but then, you know.
I mean, I think the easy out would have been for him just to take Jalen Hurts, and you know what? He decided to punt.
The truth is in between the pauses. That's where it is, I think.
All right, so did that make you feel better or worse about the Bears' chances against the Philadelphia Eagles? Also, let's get a little bit more into Ben Johnson versus Vic Fangio, the way that matchup may look like today, and this should be a good one. Your feelings, what was the conversation, by the way, at the Thanksgiving dinner table about this Bears team, the 2025 Bears, at 8-3. 312-644-6767. He is Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards with you on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Is Jalen Hurts your choice over Caleb in both of those situations?
Oh, man, you're asking me a loaded question. I'm not going. I live in Philadelphia. You know where I'm going. But I do think Caleb has a great, great future.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
That's right. We were asking the hard questions on a Black Friday. Gabe trying to make Jaws heading to work Black and Blue Friday.
Hey, man. Hard-hitting questions. But the truth lies somewhere in the answer. And I think we figured out what the actual answer was.
It would have been easy to just say Jalen Hurts, but I had to consider it. The defending Super Bowl champ, Jalen Hurts. One of the things I love about Jalen, that storyline, did you remember last year what his screensaver was?
Jalen's?
Multiple years.
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was the confetti falling down around
the Chiefs.
Him. For the Chiefs.
Ooh, I do remember that.
Him walking off the field, the confetti for the winner. And now he had the confetti of his own. I mean, he is a tremendous human. He is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And I think I would take Caleb Williams if we're moving forward simply because of that skill set. The skill set is drastically different. And once we can marry this offense, which is getting better for the Chicago Bears, versus everything that Caleb is ever can do, right? Versus what he isn't great at as of now, playing on time, playing in rhythm, a complete understanding of the offense, which is coming. They were cooking with gas, as Ben Johnson would say. But you're still going with Jalen.
No, I like what you did there. I like what you did there. I will forever, Caleb will be my forever quarterback because I'm a Bears fan and he is the one that is under center for our team. So
respect.
I have faith in him and that he will bring us a Super Bowl in due time. What the question was, if you want to give it a little context, is that I was saying today, if Jalen Hurts was the quarterback of the Bears, I'd feel more confident that the Bears could win today. Today, not in a couple of weeks, in a month, in a year, but today, I think that's the case. But, I mean, again, he has the resume to prove it. I'm not saying anything that's outlandish. I mean, this is a quarterback that, as Jaws was mentioning, very calm in the pocket, not a hair on fire kind of guy, doesn't put the ball in harm's way, 17 touchdowns, one interception, and knows how to operate an offense with skill guys on his team.
Bears fans, how are you framing this game today? 312-644-6767. How are you framing this game? Are you playing with house money, or are you like, screw that, this is a must-win game for the Bears because we are thinking about seeding for the playoffs? What was the conversation like last night at the dinner table versus years past as Bears fans? 312-644-6767. Gabe, you just said, like, I mean, 2 o'clock is too far away.
I am so hyped up right now. when I first got here, I was hyped because we're doing the show together, Jetson. But now that I look at the clock and I'm thinking, like, okay, well, after this, I only have so much time before the game starts. So I'm wired right now. I'm more wired than when I had my first cup of coffee a little bit earlier today.
Yeah. And by the way, everyone, what should be wired? Like, the Bears were 8-3 in 2018. So it's been 7 years, but this is drastically different. You could call that the Matt Nagy Bears. That was the Vic Fangio Bears.
Fair.
Right? Like, that was the Khalil Mack Bears, who finished runner-up defensive player of the year. They had the third best overall defense. They were the top scoring defense in the NFL. That's great. We love defense. That's not the modern day and how you win in the NFL. Like, what's difference be 2018 or even 2012 under Lovie Smith? The answer is very, very simple. His name is Ben Johnson. And he has this, like, why do I feel so confident about Caleb Williams? It's not just about number 18.
Fair.
Right? This isn't Tom Brady going from the Patriots to the Bucs and immediately winning a Super Bowl because he's the OC virtually. It's because Caleb has Ben Johnson and can organize and point him in the direction of great success. And everyone else around it, by the way. Like, that's why my confidence is so high in number 18. It has to do with the man they hire.
Yeah, and then you're looking at the foundation currently of the Chicago Bears. That makes you feel good as well, right? What is around Caleb? It's not just Ben Johnson. You look at the offensive line transformation just in one season. You know how damning it is to have watched the Bears for so many years, have them struggle with an offensive line, and then in one offseason, you just bring in three guys, and all of a sudden, the problem is fixed, and you're like, why didn't we do this years ago? So again, there's so many different components to this Bears team and to their current success. It gets you hyped up for the game. So again, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Thank you for listening to us, but I hope you're equally as hyped up as Judson and I for this game today.
Just running and slamming into your garage door, looking for someone to hit.
Honey!
By the way, keep it right here. We will lead right up to game time. Join the score today at the Wall, Gurney Mills Mall, located 6144 West Grand Avenue. Olin Kreutz, James Big Cat Williams, and Mark Grody will host our pregame show there from 11 to 2. Then we'll have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia, all happening at the Wall, Gurney Mills Mall. That's starting at 11 a.m. today.
And Grody will go shopping with you afterwards. He's that nice of a guy.
Yeah.
And Mark Grody, if you show up and say, hey, Grope, so what are we doing? He's like, we're going shopping. And then he'll go with you, do some impressions.
What does Grody shop for?
Himself. No, I would say
his cat.
Cat for sure.
Mom,
top of the list right there. Then, you know, some dad and some brother. You know, Grody's a nice guy. I would imagine he spends a lot of money on Christmas. Loves his nieces and nephews. A lot of money. And Grody has a lot of money. So, you know, he might even buy your gifts today if you guys go to Gurney Mills together after the pre and post.
Seems like a big old Navy guy to me. Maybe the Gap.
I'm a big dog in Vegas. I'm a high roller.
Yeah, okay.
Many casinos.
Uh-huh. Old Navy is exactly the store that would. That's a good one.
This sweatshirt looks comfortable. 312-644-6767.
Wait, last one. He looked good on Fox. I know you're probably listening. Grody, you look good on Fox. The other day had a suit on.
Yeah, I did.
Haven't seen Grody in a suit in a while.
His mom definitely picked out that suit.
Bought it. Bought the suit. It's great. Love it. Look good, Grody. Wear suits in studio on Raheem Harrison, Grody. I love it.
Before we get to these phone calls, let's hear from Vic Fangio, you know, defense coordinator. I mean, Vic was so good, but how about this? Vic Fangio, the Bears have done one thing really, really well over the last 40 years. They've kept the right defensive coordinator. The only time, or at least since Vic Fangio, that they held on to a defensive coordinator when they changed their head coach, they go, Buddy Ryan, kept him around. Kept Vic Fangio around, was so good in 2018, parlayed that right into being a head coach of the Denver Broncos. Here is Eagles defense coordinator Vic Fangio on this Bears offense.
Vic, what does Chicago show you on offense?
A lot. It's a great scheme. You know, they do a great job calling the game, mixing it up, marrying their run game and their pass game. You know, they're highly ranked in a lot of areas. And I don't think it's any accident. It's they got really good players, and it's a great scheme and a great play caller.
There you have it.
They're so nice. Coordinators and coaches are so nice, but there's a level of believability there.
Yeah.
A believability when you're hearing Vic Fangio talk about the team, the offensive coordinator, and you've seen a lot of respect. It's one thing to be, and we've seen it, right? It's one thing to be a shiny new toy in the form of like Vic Fangio, a great defensive coordinator, or Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator. But Vic also knows how difficult it is to be a head coach in the NFL. And so when you have success as a head coach, that's where the true praise comes from, whether it's from Mike Tomlin, Vic Fangio. They can see, like, we know how hard of a job being a head coach is. So I think there's truth in that praise, where more often than not, it's just fluff.
You know what I love about football, too, is these guys will highly praise each other. And then Vic will try to get his team ready to kill you. And Ben wants to hang a hundo on you.
It's so true.
You know, respect. And then it's like bloodthirsty coaches. How much can they get out of their players? And that's a great point you bring up, because we know some head coaches, we find out very quickly, were just meant to be defenses or offensive coordinators.
True.
But then you get some coordinators, it's like, oh, okay, so you've got that in your bag too, and right? Like, you know, I was high on Pete Carroll.
Okay, same.
Yeah, I think a ton of Mike Vrabel. It's not a surprise, because they have head coaching experience. You've seen it done. Like, I mean, who didn't love the Legion of Boom?
Right.
You know, what Vrabel did was really impressive in Tennessee. It was one of the legitimate concerns about Ben Johnson. You just don't know. Now we do.
Yeah.
And
you look at even Dennis Allen, right? From the Saints.
Great point.
Former head coach. Now is the defense coordinator of the Bears. I'm sure in his mind, he's saying to himself, I know I'll get another opportunity, but in the meantime, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to take all that I learned and allow myself to be an even better defensive coordinator where I can focus on this side of the ball. I mean, it's a great place to be for the Bears and where they're at right now.
He is Gabe Ramirez. I'm Judson Richards. It is the 8-3 Bears, who have won 4 in a row. The Eagles, they're only 8-3.
And the sky's falling in Philly.
Yeah. They had won 4 in a row, and then they gave up a 21-point lead to the Dallas Cowboys and lost about a week ago. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Dave in Dixon, wants to talk a little football with us in the Score. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? This is Dave from Dixon. Just want to let you know you're talking to the biggest Bear fan ever. Been watching him for years. Through the good and through the bad, I just want to say that it's time we shut the haters up. I think the Bears are going to win by at least 10. I know it's a big number, but I don't think the Eagles are all they're made out to be. If you want to know what I took on today's bets, if I'm able to tell you, I've taken Komet for a touchdown. I'm taking Swift for a touchdown. And I'd also like to put on here that I think the Bears are going deep today. I think we held back long enough. I think it's time to throw the ball.
Wait, Dan, did you go Bears minus 10? Because, you know, I'm sure the Bears are plus 240 to win on the money line. So Bears minus 10 would be crazy.
I think the Bears are going to win by 10. I'm taking the money line on the bet. I'm not getting no points.
Okay. Good for you, Dave.
That's smart.
Enjoy the game.
I'm going to hang up and see what you got to say. Thank you much for your call.
Dave, I appreciate it. You know, a lot of those longtime Bears fans, you do feel them holding on to the past, right? Like waiting for the other shoe to drop, or, you know, it's been a long, long time that the Bears have really.
It's hard to relearn how to be a fan of a team.
But Dave's feeling good about it. And so are you.
I am. I love it. I love the fact that Dave's calling in saying Bears by 10. I'm here for it. But the Eagles are minus 370 to win.
Do you believe it?
I believe that it's possible.
Okay.
I believe that they can. I believe that there is a script out there for the Bears to do that.
Anything is possible.
Minus 370. You got to put up $370 just to win 100. That says a lot about the Eagles and what the public thinks about their ability to win today.
Let's go to Don in Oglesby with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. As much as I want to, as I think the Bears are going to win this game, it's not going to sway me either way if they don't.
Great point.
As far as the season's going, we weren't supposed to win 5 games this season, according to certain books and certain people. I'm happy with the direction they're going. This game, to me, doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, isn't going to deter me from the way they've been playing.
And it shouldn't, right? When you're thinking about this Bears squad, and I talked about it on Wednesday with Matt Spiegel. I said, in years past, if the Bears would have lost this game, you'd think things were going to topple over and the sky would be falling. All right, look at the Washington Commanders game. You lose that, then all of a sudden you lose the locker room, you lose 10 straight. This is a game where if the Bears were to lose today, and just like you, I do think the Bears are going to win, but if the Bears are going to lose, it sways nothing. It changes nothing about the outlook of the season, about the outlook of this Bears team for the future. This is a game where if the Bears lose, you can point to it and say, okay, they just need to get better here and here, and you know, maybe via a draft pick or an offseason signing, and then the Bears will be able to compete with a team like the Eagles.
Well, even though I disagree with that thought process a little bit, I will say one of the greatest strengths of this team, especially versus last year's team that lost 10 games in a row, is this team has had 2 4-game win streaks, and they're in one right now. And one of the things that made me go, okay, Ben Johnson's probably going to be all right. After they lost 52-21 to the Detroit Lions, they played their best game immediately. Really, it's been their best game all year against the Dallas Cowboys. And then when they lost to the Baltimore Ravens, what happened? They got right back on the horse. They went back on a winning streak. The thing I find so important today is because I think we've had to recalibrate our expectations, which is fine this season. Especially what they've been able to do without Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, who come back today. Then you're going to get T.J. Edwards back at some point, and then you're going to get Tremaine Edmonds back at some point as well defensively. So their biggest issue, I think, can change drastically. Then you've had guys like Nashon Wright, which has played his way into making sure he stays on the field, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson as well, who will be there for depth. But this is kind of building towards, as we change our expectations, of who they ultimately can be. Because what has been so important for this season for me, Gabe, is not only playing important December games, but then also January games as well. And then you drastically change the expectations in the building of everyone new who arrives.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to me, like, I don't know, if you don't look at them differently if they lose, does that mean you don't look at them differently if they win?
Yes. That's exactly, in my mind, that's exactly right. It's a great way to put it.
If they beat the defending Super Bowl champs in Philadelphia, to get to 9-3 atop the division, and what would it make them? One of the top two teams in the NFC? You don't think differently or change your expectations at all about this team?
No, because I look at the NFC and I think about who's sitting atop there, right? You got your Eagles, you got your Rams.
You got your Bears.
And I think those two teams, but then you'd say the same thing about the Giants for beating the Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, I mean, you know, They got some momentum headed in the direction, and obviously look at the rest of their schedule. It's a favorable and leans towards them. I think if
they win today, they have the second most wins. No, they would be the only two teams who have 9 wins in the NFC.
If the Bears beat the Eagles, it doesn't make me believe in the Bears more. I think I'm very clear on who I think the Bears are.
Why
in the
not?
Present. Because I think, in my mind, I know what the ceiling is for the Bears, and the ceiling is not Super Bowl.
I guess my question is, why do you think so little of the Philadelphia Eagles?
No, it's not that. I think it's a regular season game. I think if you win it, it's not necessarily saying that you're better than the Eagles. It's saying that on this given Sunday, you were able to win this game, kind of like the Dallas Cowboys did last week against the Eagles. I think, again, Judson, I look at the ceiling of the Bears team and what I think about it in the present. I think the ceiling for the Bears and what the best case scenario could be is them losing in like the NFC Championship, right? Like maybe like getting into the playoffs, sneaking a victory.
Did you say best case?
Yeah, in my mind.
Should best be connected with an L?
Yes.
Like a best case
If you're being
scenario?
A realist, if you're being a realist. Right? Because 28 or 30 teams are going to end in that way prior to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, everybody's season is going to end in a heartbreak. I think the difference is, even though you have heartbreak, you're not hopeless. You're hopeful. And I think that's the difference with this Bears team. That no one's saying the Bears should win, or at least I'm not, the Bears should win the Super Bowl this year. Or the Bears have a Super Bowl caliber team this year. It wasn't supposed to be the case with Ben Johnson in year one, Caleb in year two, you know, with Ben Johnson. That wasn't supposed to be the case. But you can look at it and say, what would success look like for the Bears for me this year? Well, damn, if they beat the Eagles, you know, getting to the NFC Championship game, and if they lost, I wouldn't be bummed about that because I'd be hopeful for the next couple of years for the Chicago Bears team. So, yeah, I think you can have a ceiling that ends in a loss.
All right, so, and by the way, that would be a tremendous place to be in that game, which I recognize. But here's where you and I are very, very different the way we see this game, because I still look at who the Bears have beaten, and it's virtually nobody.
Mm.
Right now, I know they don't like hearing that because that's blood, sweat, and tears they give out on the field. I understand it. But if you're compared to the Eagles, it is drastically different. Like, these two teams have the same record, but make it very, very clear. Their seasons have been nothing alike. The Eagles have beaten the Lions, the Packers, the Bucks, the Rams, and the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Okay? The Bears virtually have beaten the Steelers. Cowboys are now up over 500. They made the moves at the trade deadline. They've gotten better. Okay? So the Bears haven't necessarily beaten anybody.
Sure.
This would be a signature win for me. So when you mention an NFC championship game, if the Bears go to Philadelphia and win today, my ability to actually realistically see them in that game changes drastically if they win today. I don't know if I can see it this morning.
Right.
This afternoon, if they win, I can see
it. So if the Bears win today in Philly, you view them as a Super Bowl championship caliber team?
No,
but I'm trying to think. You told me that if they win, then you'll view them differently. So I'm trying to think, what is the difference then? What is that margin there? Is it like, where were you and where will they be? Is, I guess, the question I'm asking.
Well, I mean, the difference is, when you say NFC championship game, I can see it. I've put it in a much more realistic place with a win today versus who they've beaten as of now and then not getting that win today.
Okay, so the ceiling for you right now for the Bears is, before they play the Eagles, what is that for you?
Getting to the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
not necessarily winning a playoff game, but getting there.
Getting there versus making some noise. Like,
okay.
Right now, the Bears are a nice story. The Bears beat the Eagles today. They're a problem. They're a real problem at 9-3 in the NFC.
Okay.
Versus the 9-2 Rams. Like, those are your top two. I understand that we still have a full weekend of games to get to.
Yeah.
But they would move to the second best team in the NFC. If you combine their ability to run the football, second best in rushing the ball, they're going to Philadelphia. The Eagles are the 21st rushing offense in the NFL. The Bears are second.
Yeah.
And as I said, as I stated to you earlier in the show, I see them getting better under a young head coach. So the Bears I watch today, I expect them to be better against the Packers. I expect them to be better against the Browns. Because there's more tape to teach, and they have a really, really bright coaching staff.
I love that we're able to have these conversations, by the way. What a difference. What a difference from a year ago, Judson. Well, we're like, how good can the Bears be? Ah, my ceiling is here. Like, yes, thank God we finally made it. I am thankful for the Bears and this conversation to talk about them being good. This is amazing.
You think back to a year ago, and you're like, how did we get through a segment or a show? So this is where we are. Gabe, no matter what happens today, the Bears are the Bears. That's what he sees. Me, I feel like I'm going to feel different about this team if they come away with a victory today. What say you? 312-644-6767. Also, Clay Harbor will join us coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll break down this matchup. Let's hear from you next, coming up on 670.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The score.
Let's get back to more Gabe Ramirez and Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, coming up in just about 10 minutes, Clay Harbor, drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, from CHSN, works closely with Gabe Ramirez.
That's right.
He will join us coming up in just about 10 minutes. We'll get a breakdown from him of this Eagles-Bears matchup. 8-3 Bears, 8-3 Eagles in Philadelphia. Cannot wait. Also can't wait for this. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Hornets. That's in Charlotte. Oh, NBA Cup group play. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15. Tip-off is at 6:30 on the Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts.
I wonder if Tyler Buterbaugh, who's doing a phenomenal job producing today, if we can have a counter of how many times Clay takes shots at me, because this is like a little thing that we do. Like, and it'll be like out of nowhere. He'll be like, you know, I used to play and I'm 6, but Gabe's never seen 6 feet in his life. Like, he'll just randomly do it. So let's just have a counter secretly, and then we can pull it up at
the end
of the
show.
Let's
just say whatever the over under is set at, I'm just slamming the over.
Yeah, it's 1.5. That's the thing, because maybe it'll be nice because it's Thanksgiving.
Clay looks like 2.5.
Clay looks like he saw six feet by like fifth grade.
Clay will, the big joke is that I say, I am 6 feet tall. Check my records and everything you want. But Clay says, he'll go like this. He'll be like, dude, whatever you are, it doesn't start with a 6. And that's, I'll do the high squealy voice. And then I go check his height online and it says 6'4". And he's not 6'4". But so that's our joke where he says 6'4". I truly say 6 feet tall.
We will let you guys get into this coming up.
Make sure you're 10 o'clock for it. It's going
to
be great.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Eric in Bloomington. Let's talk about this Bears team. Eric, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, Judson. Hey, Gabe. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Happy post-Thanksgiving day. Hopefully you're not too full. Hey, so listening to your guys' conversation, which I loved, I look at these Bears like I looked at like the 2015 Cubs. You know, young core guys that just kind of came out, not really out of nowhere, but won games, learned how to win, learned how to lose, you know, made it to the NLCS, got swept by the Mets, which sucked, but sorry. But, you know, they made it there. They learned how to win. They learned how to be together and play and lose and overcome things. And that's what these Bears are doing this year, and it's so exciting to see. I'm not saying they're going to go out next year and win the whole thing like the Cubs did in 2016, but, man, it's finally exciting to be a Bears fan again. And, you know, just in my opinion, I set the bar at 8 wins. They've already got there. Go out and beat Green Bay. It's a great year for the Bears. Let's go, Bears. Listen to what you guys have to say.
Thanks. Yeah, Eric. Bye. Eric, hold on. No, don't go anywhere yet.
Yeah.
I think both Judson and I would be interested in your answer to what would then be the equivalent of the Cardinals sweep, right? During 2015, that was the moment that really got you going because you swept the Cards before you lost to the Mets. So what would that moment be for you? What would that be? What would the equivalent be for the Bears this season?
Oh, God, I mean, do you have to ask it, man? We got to sweep the Packers.
Sweep the Packers!
Sweep the Packers.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Win 3 in a row against Green Bay, and, man, that is a Christmas and a half. Like, just bring on the new year, everything else. Like, I can't imagine what that would be like for Chicago fans, for the city, to just go into Green Bay, beat them, have them come to your town, beat them, and then just – and then, you know what? Hey, if we see them in the playoffs, let's beat them again.
Eric, what about 4 hours from now?
Well, you know what? We got to get lucky some games, but it's going to be a tough defense. Vic's got, you know, he's got those ties to Chicago. I'm sure he wants to go out and put out a good game.
Wait a minute, Eric. Did your confidence in your Bears just plummet when I brought up this matchup today?
A little bit.
Get lucky.
Don't let him sway you. Don't let him sway you. It's okay. beating the Packers is on the list. Beating the Eagles is a little more difficult. So I'm here with you.
We're ahead of the curve. You hope to get lucky.
Here's my thing. If I can, real quick.
That was a great
You guys
pull.
Know every game has so much anxiety. Like, it's just like, hey, yeah. We're Bears fans. We're used to losing, but we're winning these games. and it's awesome. And I go into these games thinking, hey, we can win. And then the fourth quarter happens, and sometimes we're down and we win. And then it just got to roll with
great.
It.
Yeah. Eric, great phone call. We appreciate it. Remember the epic back and forth between one Danny Parkins and Dan Weider? Remember that about learning how to win?
Yeah.
Well, apply that conversation to this year. Because I was more so, none of these guys are going to be here. Let's not worry so much about it. The this season, the learning how to win under Ben Johnson with this team, when you apply it and you start to get it and it grows and there's a snowball effect, that's how, no matter how you get it done right now, learning how to win is everything. Let's ask your buddy Clay Harbor, first of all, who's 6'4", who's not, who's short, who's tall, who's fat, who's skinny. Would he look at this Bears team differently if they get a win today against the Philadelphia Eagles? Also, can they stop Saquon with, again, really no starting linebackers? Clay Harbor joins us. What hour is this? Hour number, is this four? Gosh, it's gone by so fast.
Time flies when you're having fun, Jetson.
Hour number four on The Score, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.